I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
As the title suggests, I somehow found a method to access different universes. This story is not one of scientific discovery or one filled with adventure and exploration of all the possible roads mankind could have taken across history, but a warning for those who will attempt this after I've finished my tale. Why am I telling you this, then? I figured at some point in the future, someone will stumble upon this method, the same way I did, and will try for themselves to see what could have been, or even worse, tell others about it. I want to prevent the unnecessary suffering caused by the knowledge of what happens beyond our universe. I will explain when and how it happened. As for why, I still can't fully understand. But I have a theory I will get to later. It happens during a summer night. I was awake, facing the unbearable heat while my family was asleep. Sleepless nights where I am forced to reflect upon my thoughts were a common occurrence as of late. The most common thought, one that has probably plagued many people before me and will plague even more after I pass on, is what might have been if something else happened. Of course, this is just a generalization. This is the core of countless questions, some milder than others. Some might ask, what might happen if I didn't slack off during college? Wouldn't I have been in a better position in life, instead of being stuck in the endless repetition that I call my job? Others may think, what might have happened if I asked that cute girl or guy at the bar out? Would I now be happily married with kids and not having to deal with this crippling sense of loneliness? On a grander scale, historians might ask what would have happened if one leader or another followed a different path, resulting thus in their grand victory or humiliating defeat. As for me, I was simply trying to remember what choices I made that led me to this point in my life. It wasn't a bad point. But it wasn't that exciting, either. With this in mind, I finally fell asleep. Dreams have always fascinated me, with both the incredible worlds that the mind can create, to the horrific nightmares that can make you feel a sense of dread for the rest of the following day. Lucid dreams, in particular, are some of the most amazing things a person can experience. Being able to shape the world around you is simply fantastical. When I ended up in the REM phase of my sleep and finally entered the dream itself, I could tell right away that I was lucid. But there was something odd about it. Even though I was fully aware, there was nothing around me. Everywhere I looked, it was an empty, white void that seemed to stretch endlessly. I tried creating something, anything, but it was pointless. After wondering what I should do in this empty canvas that I found myself in, I saw something in the distance. A small, black dot that appeared out of nowhere. With nothing better to do, I went towards it. As I was getting closer, that one small dot was separating into thousands, and then hundreds of thousands, and finally millions of small dots. When I finally reached them, I realized they weren't just small dots. As far as wide as the eye could see in the vast nothing that I was floating in, screens were showing me all kinds of images. From a warm campfire surrounded by people I didn't recognize in a lush forest, to the hellscape that is a war battlefield surrounded by what seems to be enemy forces. In the end, I chose to look at something relatively normal, a person just walking in a city. The city itself was mildly interesting, with some old buildings, showing the architectural history of the town I was into, contrasting with the modern buildings that pierced the sky and that looked like they were made out of glass. Unconsciously, I was reaching for the sun with my hand as I was admiring it. Suddenly, the person stopped moving. There was no prompt to it. They just stood there. As I tried to move to a different screen, the person moved. That was the moment I had realized that I've become the person in the screen. The person was a guy, dressed in a black suit, strolling in the late evening, most likely trying to relax after a work day. That is when someone called from behind me. I then saw a gorgeous lady wearing a red dress and walking rapidly towards me.
Okay, I get it. You didn't like how the waiter talked to you, and you were right, but please wait for me after storming out.
I was confused. I tried telling her, sorry, you must have gotten the wrong person. What actually came out of my mouth was, you're right. I'm sorry, darling. You know how I can get sometimes. I was taken aback by the fact that I couldn't control what I wanted to say. Not only that, but I couldn't control my movements either. As I was walking with the lady in search of a new restaurant, I woke up. It was the next day. After remembering what I dreamt last, I was surprised to be sure, but I rationalized it by saying that I had strange dreams in the past. While getting ready to face the day, I noticed that I was crankier than usual. Lack of sleep does that to me, so I wasn't concerned. The rest of the day was relatively normal until a certain point. I greeted my family, ate my breakfast, and got ready for work. The traffic was normal, and the weather was a bit better than the heat from yesterday. However, the day got odd when I reached the building I was working in. As I was entering the building, there was someone behind me, and they bumped into me, spilling some coffee. The person started apologizing frantically, but I tried to assure her that it was all right. She looked familiar, but at the time I couldn't say why, since I've never seen her before. While reaching my desk, thinking of how to deal with today's tasks, our supervisor came in and told us we had a new colleague. That's when it hit me. That lady, the same that I bumped into at the entrance of the building, was the same as the lady I dreamt of the previous night. Initially, I couldn't believe it, but the resemblance was uncanny. The way she walked with a grace resembling the grace of someone that was born into aristocracy. The kindness in her voice that could soothe anyone, and the simple fact that she seemed as genuinely a good person were all identical to the lady in the red dress. I didn't approach her in fear I might have accidentally mentioned the dream I had of her. Everyone in the office got along with her as if she had always been part of our team. At the end of the day, when I finally reached my bed, I tried piecing everything. But in the end, I thought it was a simple coincidence, and I fell asleep. I was in the same white void, but this time I was already at the multitude of screens. In front of me was the screen I looked at last night. I moved a few rows down and chose another screen, this time fully prepared to enter. There was a party at a villa. The loud music blaring through my ears could be heard from kilometers away. The alcohol was running in rivers. The people were dancing, and the night was full of that specific atmosphere you can get only during the craziest parties. It seemed I was the owner of the house and the host of the party, mostly because everywhere I went, people were saying how much fun they were having and how I should host parties more often. In the end, the thing that caught my eye was a certain someone. As you might have guessed, it was the new colleague, dancing away. I tried reaching for her, but I bumped into one of the dancers. He then started picking a fight with me and hit me squarely in the nose. The pain felt incredibly real, even though this was a dream. I woke up with a slight numbness in my nose, but I brushed it off. I went to work, completed some tasks, the usual. However, the lady came up to my desk and started chatting me up.
Hi. I'm still sorry for what happened 2 days ago. It's all right. It happens to everyone. Thank you for not getting mad. Usually I'm not that clumsy. What's your name?
I'm Mark.
Nice to meet you, Mark. I'm Haley. Me and Haley talked a bit, and we seemed to hit it off, eventually agreeing to go on a date with her. Nothing unusual happened after that. During daytime, I worked and spent time with Haley, eventually becoming a couple and moving in together. During nighttime, I went into the void, exploring vast scenarios, be it a member of the Mafia, or an astronaut, or a doctor, or whatever I felt like doing in the moment. I explored all the pleasures life can give you without a care in the world. There were a few similarities across the different scenarios I explored. The first was that no matter what scenario I ended up living, I wasn't able to control the body I inhabited, and as a result, I was a hitchhiker of another person's life. The second was that, in some capacity or another, Haley was always present, be it a picture of her, a person interacting with the other people in the dream, or even just her voice on the radio. The third was that I couldn't see myself in the mirror, the reflection always being fuzzy. These things didn't bother me much, since I felt good regardless. It didn't last long, however. I started getting tricked by the screens, thinking I was in for a good time, but ended up either sad or physically hurt. The worst was the last screen I went into. This time, I was a presidential candidate during my first run. I was doing well in the polls, and the people seemed to like me. I was walking to my house when suddenly saw nothing but black. I got pushed into a car, and I didn't know where I was going. We seemed like we drove for hours until finally we stopped. I got out of the car, went into a building, and got tied to a chair. They took the bag off my face, and I finally understood what was going on. In this particular dream, there was a small faction strongly opposed to my ideas. They called themselves the League of True Freedom, and were considered controversial, to say the least. They were known for underhanded tactics, such as blackmail and instigating violence against those who weren't fully committed to their cause. Their leader told me to either drop out of the race or support the consequences. I wasn't scared, since I knew I could wake up at any time and told them I wasn't dropping. That's when they started. They brought tools and it began to torture me until I dropped out. I kept trying to wake up, but I couldn't, no matter how severe the pain was. I don't want to describe what I have been through, because if I start thinking about the agonizing moments spent in that world, I would feel the pain again. At one point, however, they wanted to humiliate me, and brought a mirror so I could see the deplorable state I was in. I looked in the mirror, and for the first time, I saw my reflection. And what I saw was none other than myself in the suit I wore the day I was kidnapped, beaten to a pulp. Then, that's when Haley showed up. I kept looking at her, but they couldn't see her. She came close to me, touched my forehead, and my consciousness was lifted. I was back in the vastness of the white void I kept finding myself in every night. All the screens were gone, and in front of me was none other than Haley, dressed all in white.
I must admit, finding you this time was a bit harder than usual.
What happened? How are you here, Haley?
You simply were unfortunate enough to choose a life that was about to end. If I didn't intervene, you wouldn't have come back from there.
About to end? Those were dreams. If I died, I would have just woken up.
You didn't figure it out, huh? They weren't just dreams. To you, they might have been, but in reality, they were all your lives. Every day since you were born, you made a choice, and that choice was reflected in the creation of new lives. This is my realm. While you see only a small section filled with screens, those of which reflect your choices, I see every possible choice made by every single human that lived or will live. That's why it took a while to find this particular conscience.
Who are you?
I have many names, depending on which region you happen to find yourself into. For now, Hypnos will suffice.
Isn't Hypnos the goddess of sleep?
Indeed. I do not know how or why you're here, but I had let you stay because it was interesting seeing someone jump around, experiencing other lives.
Why did you come to the real world, then, if you could see me through all my other lives?
It was merely a pure coincidence. I wanted to determine what was different about you. No one across the multiverse, not even your other visions, managed to access my domain. But I've seen enough. The last life should be a warning to you. Infinite choices, infinite possibilities, some more painful than others. From now on, you'll never be able to access this realm again. Goodbye, Mark.
That's when I finally woke up. There weren't any signs of physical trauma, but the numbness is still there. As Haley, or should I say Hypnos, said, whenever I slept, I would have normal dreams. No one around the office ever heard of someone named Haley. As for how I ended up in her realm to begin with, I have a theory. Carl Jung proposed the idea of the collective unconscious, saying that individuals of the same species share the same unconscious mind, filled with universal symbols and motifs. What I propose is that the collective unconscious isn't shared just between the individuals of the same species, but the same individuals across multiple worlds. Tapping into it would allow someone to enter their minds from other timelines or events. I do not know how I tapped into this in the first place, but if you ever manage to wander into a white void filled with screens, you should try your hardest to wake up before you end up in one of those screens, or even worse, meet the god of a realm that shouldn't be accessible to humans.